The
Okay.
next question, there are a lot of questions that I got surrounding, how do I know if I've been cursed, and how do I get rid of a curse, and how do I know if someone's trying to curse me? The question is, can magic block other people from sending me negative energy?
Oh, definitely.
Oh, okay.
Definitely. In fact, one of the things that I think is really important to do, when you're first starting out working with magic, and even if you're past just starting out, if this is something you've never done, I think it's absolutely paramount that one of the first things you do is to do a ritual and a spell that will protect you and your home, where you reside.
Yeah.
You can do it around your car, you can do it around your workplace as well, but I think the very first thing that's very important to do is to do some kind of ritual that protects your home and protects yourself.
Okay.
And then every time that you do magic, some people will vary on this, but in my eyes, the way that I believe is that every time you do any type of magic, it's very important to cast some kind of circle of protection around yourself.
Yeah.
And I'll give you an example of why.
Okay.
When I was about, 18, 19, maybe a little bit older, maybe my very early 20s, I had a cousin who got really sick.
Yeah.
And she had, they, for the longest time, they couldn't figure out why. Her white blood cell count was very high. She had high fevers. She, was exhausted. She couldn't work. She couldn't leave her house. She eventually was in the hospital. And finally, after all these tests, they finally got an X-ray, or they got something in a position where they could see that there was an abscess on one of her lungs that had been hidden by her heart.
Right.
So they hadn't been able to see it for a long time, and it had gotten really bad.
Wow.
So her mother, my aunt, called up, and she called up everybody she knew all around the country and asked them to pray for her,
Right.
because they said if there was a it was a slight, I think it was like a 3% chance that it could go away on its own.
Right.
Because abscesses don't really, usually you need to drain them.
Yeah.
And so they were saying, if, over the weekend, if it doesn't go away on its own, then we're going to need to open up her chest
Oh.
and get in behind her heart and drain it.
Right.
And, that was for somebody I love so dearly, that was absolutely terrifying.
No kidding.
So everybody around the country, everybody that knew her was praying for her. I think we probably even had people in other countries praying for her, so
Oh.
all around the world.
Right.
And what I did that weekend, I think I had 3 or 4 days to do it, and I did it every night. I sat down, I lit candles, I did a healing spell for her. But in my haste, and because I was young, I didn't always cast a circle around myself.
Oh.
So I've got all my tools set up. I've got my candles burning. I'm sending from myself all these energies. I'm asking that the goddess fill me with her healing energies, and then I can send them out. And I'm imagining, sending them to the state she's living in, into her bedside, into her body, and healing her. And shortly after that, I came down with bronchitis really bad.
Really?
Yeah. And I've always had since then. I must have been about 20, because I think it was shortly after that I got asthma bad enough that I need daily medications now.
Wow.
And now I've got it under control, but for years I'd go 2 or 3 times a year, I'd go to the emergency room to need heavy duty breathing treatments. And but to this day I still take asthma medicine every day.
Oh my gosh.
And
So every time you do a ritual or spell now, you cast that circle of protection.
very much
And you'd highly recommend, and so everyone listening, cast your protections because yes, you can use magic to block negative energies
big time.
from other people and just from life in general, I guess.
Right. From anything, seeping in. I know with a lot of people who do psychic healing will temporarily, after they've sent all their energy and tried to heal a person, I know some of them will temporarily feel the symptoms that that person had. And, luckily usually lasts for a very short time and goes away. It
Right.
might just be a matter of seconds or minutes, not even a half a day usually. But some people will take on the symptoms of the person they've healed briefly.
Oh, okay.
So, I think it's really, really important. It's one of my basic things that I do every single time I do magic, is to cast a circle of protection.
Yeah.
And even if it's in an emergency situation, even if you're oh gosh, let's say you're out in the mall shopping,
right.
and for some reason or other you need to do a tiny bit of magic, a tiny little spell, I think that it's really important to at least stop in your tracks or sit down if you can, you know, take a deep breath and visualize a sphere of pure white energy surrounding you, almost like an impenetrable bubble.
Yeah, like a globe or a ball.
Right,
yeah.
Right. And you're inside of this, and you can, if you wish, you can make it porous in the way a dream catcher is, that
right.
it will allow positive energy to enter, so you can have positive energy from the elements, from God and Goddess, entering your sphere to assist you,
right.
but that it will block out all negative energies, like a dream catcher will catch the nightmares of little kids and
yeah.
not let them through.
Right, right.
And then again on that note, if I wanted to mention with them blocking the energies, it's really important to just block negative energy in general,
okay.
and not to try to block necessarily block the energy from one specific person.
I see.
I mean, you can go ahead and block the energy. If you know somebody who's really jealous of you or envious, you can go ahead and put a block around yourself that does not allow their energies to get to you.
Right.
You know? But make sure that you're not doing anything to interfere with that person's free will. Because if they want to send this negative energy out at you, you know, it's all on them.
Right.
Because the threefold law, tenfold law of nature, that it's going to come back to them. It's up to them to choose if they want to deal with those consequences.
Right.
And if we try to affect somebody else's free will, we get that coming back to us as well. And
yeah.
I personally don't want anybody trying to mess with my free will
right.
or restrict it in any way.
I hear you.
So I would never try to, let's say, to bind another person's abilities or anything like that.
Yeah, that's pretty controversial, that type of stuff. Anything that affects someone else's free will. Now, what's your take on just, like, for instance, instead of just doing a white sphere around you, one that's lined with mirrors to reflect any negative back to the sender, is that controversial as well? Should that be done? Should that not be done in your opinion?
That's a really good question. That's really good, because a lot of people, it's, you know, human nature that when we sense somebody has some kind of ill wishes against us, we get angry, and
right.
we, you know, want to be able to send it back to them. We
right.
want some type of, you know, revenge is a very, very basic human,
yeah.
you know, instinct that we have, I think. I think it's something that eventually, you know, helped us get to the top of the food chain that we're at.
Yeah.
But from the position we are now in the world, we don't need to be a victim to it anymore.
Right.
And so if you've got a sphere around yourself that you visualize with mirrors, and you're visualizing this negative energy bouncing back to the person, you are sending negative energy to them.
Okay.
Even though it's their own negative energy,
right.
you're deflecting it from you and bouncing it back to them.
Okay.
And that can come back to haunt you.
Okay.
My recommendation, if you like the mirror kind of image, or any kind of an image where energy is bouncing off of your shield and
right.
bouncing back into the world,
right.
my recommendation is that you have the firm belief, and if you can visualize something, even if it's just your thoughts, your ideas, that your shield, as the energy is bouncing off of it,
mm-hmm.
it affects that energy and turns that energy back into the neutral energy that it is to begin with.
Ah, okay.
And so it sends it back into the atmosphere, back into the world around us as the neutral energy it was to begin with, to be harnessed and used however it's going to be.
Okay. That makes sense. All right. Well, thank you.
Yeah, and that way you don't have any of the, what I know some witches will call, you know, white fluffy bunnies.
Yeah.
Where, oh, people who just have positive wishes for everybody at all times. Yeah, that's not very human of us.
No.
But, you know, you also then don't fall prey to, you know, revenge and wishing
right.
people ill.
Right.
Ill will.
Right. Okay.